and welcome back to another episode of Kane Collects. Took a couple weeks off there for the holidays, but I'm going to get right to it. Can't wait to start off. First guest of 2024, Tyler Santiago, collector, investor, a card shop owner of Santiago Sports out in New Jersey. Tyler, thanks a lot for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Before I get to it, you're a big Detroit sports fan. Can you let the people here in Michigan and Detroit know why? Because we feel like it's Detroit versus everybody, Michigan versus everybody. Yeah. So it's always nice to see outside, you know, support and things like that. So why, Tyler? Why Detroit, man?
Well, it wasn't a very good pick when I was a kid. So I grew up, I have a twin brother, and my dad, big sports fan, he likes all Cincinnati teams. So when I was young, I don't know if it was Thanksgiving or close to it, the Lions were playing the Bengals one year in the early 2000s. This is like Charlie Batch, Mike McMahon era. And I had, at the time as a kid, you know, 4 or 5 years old, whatever I was, liked the color blue. So I was like, I'm gonna root for this team because they're playing my dad's team to piss him off. And then as I got older, I chose pain and misery my entire life, choosing Detroit sports. So that is how I became a Detroit sports fan, by loyalty to the color blue, and then I've been loyal to Detroit since.
Man, you didn't know you were choosing pain, though, at the time. I mean, you were just choosing your favorite color, so that's all right, though. But we appreciate any support we can get. I actually read somewhere that, like, the team you pick as a kid, no matter where you grew up or whatever, yeah, that's what you just stick with, because that's, I mean, for, you know, it's what was, I guess, ingrained into you at a young age. So it is what it is, man. And, hey, it's paying off now, man. You know, the Lions are hosting a playoff game, you know, and hopefully a playoff win soon to come, man.
Yeah, besides the Pistons, everything is looking up a little bit, you know.
We don't talk Pistons right now, but that's all right. Man, real quick, too, you PC a lot of Detroit sports players, too, as well, right?
Yeah, just about everyone. I mean, I feel like one of the main guys that people PC from Detroit is, I mean, right now it's like people love golf. They collect a lot of Stafford. I have a lot of Stafford. Mostly, so my top five Detroit PCs, I would say, I mean, I feel like everyone collects Barry. I have a ton of Barry, Megatron, have a lot of Stafford, which is why I try and stay away from his stuff now. Corey Schlesinger, that's my guy. That's my dog right there. I love Corey Schlesinger. That's my favorite player of all time.
That's awesome.
And then number five, those are Verlander and Miggy are right there too. I mean, it's interchangeable, those top six for sure.
So it's funny that you mentioned Schlesinger as your guy. I mean, Detroit's a town where we like embrace, it doesn't have to be the superstar. I mean, you know, the going to work Pistons, the grind line with the Red Wings, like just the guys that do the dirt. Chris Spielman is still one of the most popular lines here of, you know, of all time. And it's just guys that aren't afraid to, you know, get dirty. And Dan Campbell now embracing the grit of it. So, I mean, that's pretty funny that your guy is also Corey Schlesinger, which is, he's a lot of people's guys out here.
Yeah. It was funny. I went to Baltimore for the game we got blown out. That was the first game I went to this season. That was brutal. I went there and I saw a Corey Schlesinger jersey and I was pumped. So I've been to Ford Field twice. I'll be there this weekend. I'm going to the game. I got my tickets. But I've been there twice. I haven't seen a Schlesinger jersey. But yeah, dude, Corey Schlesinger's a man. Love Corey Schlesinger.
That's awesome, man. So let's reflect back on 2023 real quick in the hobby and what you thought, like, were the highs and the lows, and what are you taking out of the last year before we move on to 2024 here?
A lot of stuff. I mean, pretty much everything is down, like, price-wise. I feel like the demand is there, but the prices are down because the supply has over-exceeded demand for a lot of things. So, like, the reason I say this is because you have to go back to COVID for all this. You got to go back to, you know, early to mid 2020 when COVID was around. It hit in like March and then everything started getting closed off. So you got to think about all the people that had nothing to do. They're sitting inside. They can't bet on sports. I don't bet on sports. I don't do fantasy. I don't do any of that. But people who are dependent on that for money and dependent on that for entertainment don't have that anymore. So what's the next best thing related to sports? You know, sports cards, memorabilia, something tangible where you can open up a box of cards and see it unfold. It's a form of gambling in a sense, even though tangibly you're getting something in return. The market since then, I mean, you have to look at that when you're talking about 2023, the past year, because there's so many cards that were graded from that draft class of 2019-20 basketball, 2020 football. You're looking at Zion, Ja, RJ Barrett in basketball, baseball, Bo Bichette, Luis Robert, those guys, Bobby Witt. And then in football, football is a great year. Burrow, Herbert, Tua, Love, Jalen Hurts, CeeDee Lamb. I mean, 2020 is a great draft class. But if you're looking at it, all these people are opening these boxes, inflated prices to begin with. This is when people were, you know, raiding Walmarts and Targets and trying to get all the retail they could. So everyone that was in it had nothing else to do for the most part, the new people getting into it at least. And that's what it was. The demand was there. The demand's still there, but those people, sports have come back. So the demand has slowly started to go down, and then the supply is still there. And the more they get graded, it keeps going up. So like, it's like a curve that keeps fluctuating a little bit, but I don't think demand will ever be what it was during COVID. I mean, like, COVID was like nothing we've ever seen for collectibles. I don't think that'll happen again. So,
but so I mean, do you think
compared to today, it's different. It's different. It's always going to be different.
So, I mean, do you think it just kind of corrected itself? I mean, still above what it was pre-COVID, right?
I would say, I mean, it's still, cards are still popular. Cards are great. I mean, there's still people that love it, but people have gotten smarter. People aren't just buying it to get into it because they have nothing to do. They're buying into it because they're hearing about it. It's cool, but people are a little more, you know, they have more time and, or not, I want to say more time, but more of an idea of what is going on. And there's other ways to learn, like, you know, all these, like, how to do this. There's YouTube. There's people that are putting out content to, you know, show you how to collect cards and how to make money. So I feel like people are getting smarter. The product is also for Fanatics and Top Sake, they're putting out a lot of product, which is in reply driving prices down on some of the bigger names. For example, and I want to say this because I've said it before, guys like Albert Pujols and Derek Jeter, if you're not a fan of that team or whatever, you still know them. Like, they're great players. Those are people that you would think are going to sell no matter what. But every year, the problem is Topps is putting out hundreds, if not, you know, a couple thousand, 3,000 Derek Jeter autos, Albert Pujols autos, Miguel Cabrera autos. So, yeah, the prices of them are high, but if they're putting out thousands of autos a year, slowly going to go down because there's a supply out there that you can get an auto at any time. So the rarity isn't there anymore. That's a major thing that I think people forget about is the supply just keeps going up.
Yeah, and rarity is a thing that collectors look for. But you mentioned earlier, some guys just kind of jumped in because they were bored or didn't have anything to do, and then now they jumped out, and then prices, you know, have dropped significantly since COVID. But so you as a – because first of all, if you don't follow Tyler and Santiago Sports on social media, you should. I mean, YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff. He's got great content. I love watching it. I've seen you kind of like your journey a little bit. Not necessarily from the beginning, but I see where you are now. And he's got big presence and things like that. People look to your content for advice and things like that. And so some advice I'm going to ask you is – As an owner, as a collector, how do you navigate these prices? Like, what are you looking to buy? You talk about there's just thousands and thousands. Like, do you buy because you know what's going to move in your shop? Do you buy what you think is going to move up? And prospecting, how do you do it? How do you buy?
So I buy for a few things. First off, I've tried to cut down the PC buying because I've bought so much. And one guy I invested into because I liked him was Sekou Doumbouya, he's 24 years old and not even the NBA. I mean, how pathetic is that? Like, I mean, that's just brutal. But I've gotten smarter to where, for myself at least, I'm buying exactly what I want. You know, lower numbered parallels, color stuff. The older the product, I'll say this, the older the product, the better a buy it is. Because that, they're going to keep changing that product. They're probably going to, if it's Fanatics at least, that product is going to have a bigger print run in the future. Very few things they're cutting down on. And if they're cutting down on a product, they're, you know, cutting the product completely or won't even exist anymore. But I'm trying to buy the older stuff if possible, the lower numbered stuff, the on-card autos, the game use stuff, and of people that I don't really feel like will go down in time. I feel like in Detroit sports, at least, Verlander, Miggy, Calvin Johnson, Stafford maybe, Barry Sanders, those guys are always kind of going to be there. Like, they're legendary. And those are guys that you haven't really seen many autos come out in the last few years except for Miggy. Like, Barry Sanders hasn't signed for Panini since I think 21. Verlander, I can't remember the last time I saw a pack pulled Verlander auto. I don't think he signed since like the mid or late 2010s. So I'm buying for my PC. I try to buy exactly what I want. I try not to get everything. And the number one thing is, so the Lions this year, we have a great draft class. Stay away from the cards right now when it's coming out. Like the Prism, I am not touching any Laporta Prism unless I'm getting it. Like, you know, for example, I have a red shimmer auto of Laporta, number 35. Right now, it's probably a $300 to $350 card. Is it realistically a $300 to $350 card a month from now when the season's over? Or 6 months from now when we're going to training camp? Absolutely not. Product just came out, demand's there, and eventually all the other cards are going to get pulled and it'll be a little less rare. So that's how I look at buying for PC. So for the shop, it's another thing. I buy stuff that I think is going to work. I mean, local teams here, we're in New Jersey, so Jets, Giants, Mets, Yankees, all that. I hate the Yankees, by the way. Can't stand them.
Don't worry. They do.
I can't stand them. So I try to buy stuff that makes sense here, and obviously the big names and stuff. But, I mean, I'd mentioned the 2020 draft class before. I mean, you had three guys in there, four or five big quarterbacks. Who would you think, I'm going to ask you a question, who would you think out of the top five quarterbacks in that draft, you got Herbert, Burrow, Tua, Love, and Jalen Hurts. Who do you think is the most desirable quarterback out of those five right now?
Right now? Oh, God, I mean, the only one left playing the playoffs is Tua, right? Oh, no, Hurts is playing too. Love. Maybe Love because he's the most recent to come on?
He's he had the best season out of all of them. You know, Burrow and Herbert got hurt. Tua, they kind of sputtered at the end. Same thing with the Eagles. Eagles were pathetic the last 6 weeks of the season. So you got a guy like Jordan Love who didn't play for, you know, 2 years with Rodgers there. Now he's the guy. So stuff like that's just interesting to look back on because you can invest in a guy like that cheap, but a guy like Jalen Hurts, who they're 10-1 through the first weeks, his stuff over the last 6 weeks has taken a tumble, big tumble. Like, there's so much fluctuation. So when you buy stuff like that, you got to make sure you're flipping it and getting rid of it quick. Because I have some big Jalen Hurts that I'm pretty pissed that I still have because I didn't sell them when they were good. The Eagles are bad. So
yeah, and you just mentioned at the taping of this right now, I mean, Prism Football just came out and it's gone berserk, like off the shelves, a hobby. I don't know how it is in your shop, if you have any left or if it just flew off, but I know Breakers want it and things like that. But it's because of young quarterbacks, C.J. Stroud specifically in this class. I mean, you think like – I've seen some cards already on eBay and things and what they're going for price. Do you think he can hold value, or is it just because it's just hot right now? The product just came out.
Definitely. I mean, his stuff's going to be strong no matter what, but the Prism stuff that's just coming out, even the Mosaic from Prism, I mean, those are like a month and a half, 2 months apart, but he missed 2 games. And from the time I have a PSA 9 stained glass CJ Stroud, from the time that he missed the 2 games to today, that card was like $1,000, pretty much easy. Now I think they're like $700 to $800, down 20% because a new product came out with new cards you could chase. I mean, he doesn't even have autos because he's a Fanatics exclusive. So he doesn't have autos in Prism or anything Panini. So like it's a little frustrating for that. So yeah, like I said, pertaining to the Lions before, don't buy stuff when it comes out hot. If you're going to buy it, you got to flip that within a couple days to make sure you're going to get top dollar for it. Or if you're going to grade it, you got to think about it too. Like, I'm going to wait a little bit for this card to get back unless I'm paying, you know, the higher end, you know, grading fees. Sometimes it's just not even worth it. You just got to get it, flip it, and that's it.
Yeah, and you speak of local guys. I mean, at card shows here in Michigan, I see so much Aiden Hutchinson stuff. Like, everyone's got multiple patches, autos, RPAs, and things like that. It's everywhere. But people right now, I mean, it's hot. They're in the playoffs. They haven't been good in forever. He's a local kid, too, went to Michigan, all that. So, I mean, everyone is asking for it. But there's still, it seems like there's, you can get it anywhere you want it almost, though.
Hutch does have a lot of autos. He has a lot of stuff out there. And it's kind of interesting because, like, I go to a lot of these shows and I'm behind the scenes. I get to see the athletes sign all the autographs. And the amount of volume, like, you know, jerseys, the replica jerseys, the mini helmets, the full-size helmets, 8x10s, like, they're signing a ton of stuff. And it's not cheap to get them there. Like, Hutchinson, I would assume, I met him one time. His last March was off-season before the season. He must have signed probably 600-700 items. And he probably got paid, I would assume, at least 30 to 40, maybe even 50 grand just to show up there and sign all that stuff. So looking back at it, like, the demand's always going to be there for him, but his price for signings and everything, and John, I know you ever been to Pro Sports Zone in the mall?
Oh, he's a good friend of mine, yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. But, like, how much can you pay a guy that has all this stuff out there where you can go and buy an Aiden Hutchinson signed mini helmet already autographed and authenticated for half the price they're going to buy a new one, a helmet for, and then pay him to get it. Essentially, you're paying for the experience. But for me, I've never really done signings myself because of that.
Yeah, I mean, with the signings and stuff like that, I mean, John's a good friend of mine. I know a lot of guys that do the signings around here locally. It's basically just a math game, you know? Like, hey, how much am I paying? How much am I going to sell? Is it, you know, am I going to come out on top? And it's just like any business, right? Exactly. Like, even you selling cards and whatnot and collectibles, it's just, is it worth, you know, my buy to, you know, to return and sell it to the, you know, to the customer? So,
yeah.
In 2023, by the way, what was your favorite product in 2023? Did you have one?
2023 was really, really good. And this is going to surprise some people, but I really loved, NT baseball and Flawless baseball. I know that was it's a 2022 product, but it came out in 23. NT baseball just came out last week. So a product that actually came out in 23, it's from 2022, but Flawless baseball and NT baseball, because from 2022, because the checklist was pretty deep rookie wise and, like, you know, Panini baseball is unlicensed, but the bang for your buck is there. I mean, you're opening a Flawless briefcase at, like, I think it's like $2,000, $2,500. Football briefcase is like $12,000. I mean, you're opening something, the same product of a different sport, unlicensed at a fraction of the price with a lot of big names in there. So I liked NT and Flawless 2022 baseball for sure. Those are some of my favorites.
And is there anything you're looking for particular, a favorite product coming out in 2024? I know everything, like, all the dates get moved around a lot of times, but I mean, when they do come out, what are you looking forward to?
I love Topps Racine's, probably my favorite product overall, but out of last year, I picked those two. Topps Racine and then Fanatics is, I'm hopefully coming out with some other products that they've canned over the last like 5 or 10 years. But definitely Pristine baseball, because they always have a pretty good checklist, like the way the boxes are put together. And honestly, I can't say any football product because none of them are going to have the big name autos. It's not the same. So I'll go with Pristine baseball.
So even the guys that do have the autos in the Panini products, I mean, like Richardson and, you know, those guys, you're not, I mean, are you just on Stroud and the, you know, Fanatics guys, or is it just because they don't have, you know, you want them all, I guess?
I mean, yeah, you want the chase. Like, when NT football comes out or Flawless football comes out, it's probably going to be it's going to be near the same pricing, but like the elusive chase for them isn't going to be there. You're going to pull, we'll probably have an NFL shield in there, but not auto. Like, that's kind of annoying. Like, you know, it will be the product hit if it's autographed. Now you're looking, the product hit's going to be an Anthony Richardson 101 autograph logo shield, NFL shield. So, takes a step down for all the products for sure.
So you mentioned signings and things like that. You're actually going to be kind of local. You're going to be at the Toledo show, which is basically Southeast Michigan. You're going to be there. I know a few lines are going to be there. I know Lomas and I know Herman Moore personally. Those guys are great guys. Never met Corey Schlesinger, your hero, but I'm sure he's a great guy as well. So those three lines will be out there with you as well, right? When is that? And let the people know when you'll be there.
That is this Saturday and Sunday. I'll be there. Definitely 100% Saturday and Sunday. We'll see, because I want to go tailgate. I've never tailgated for a Lions game before, so maybe I'll go to the show for a bit, head back. I mean, the game's at 8, so I want to be tailgating by like, they're probably going to be up and early. I want to be tailgating by like 3 o'clock. So, but yeah, I'll be there all day. I'll be buying. I'm going to bring he's going to have a couple showcases for me, put some stuff in. So maybe try to make some deals there, but I'll definitely be buying, grabbing some content, and get to see and hang out with my guy Corey Schlesinger again, and Herman Moore. I've met one time. Herman Moore couldn't be a cooler dude either. You said you're very cool with him. I met him one time. It was awesome. He gave me his number because I told him what I do. I got introduced to him, and he actually told me, you've seen the Barry, the Bye Bye Barry documentary. Yeah. That was cool. I liked it. But Herman, the story he told on there about having Barry's shoes, he told me that, and I forget when that was, earlier last year. He told me that story, and that ended up in a documentary, so that I thought that was pretty cool. But he told me he had a lot of nice stuff. So getting to see them there, talking Lions football, being in a show that's revolved around Detroit. I mean, I don't think it gets too much closer to Detroit than that. There's like that one Taylor show. That's where I met Jason at, who runs the show. I don't know if you know Jason. But yeah, he invited me out, and I said sure, and it just happened to line up on a home playoff game, so I'll take it.
Dude, you, heck yeah, you'll take it, man. It's the only one that's ever been at Ford Field. And yeah, the tailgating is going to start insanely early because it's going to be the first home game. Eastern Market's a place that everyone, a lot of people like to tailgate as well. Yeah, I had Herman on the podcast. He told us the Barry story with the shoes, which is amazing that Barry's just like, all right, take my shoes. I don't, you know, and he autographed them for him. And Herman's told about him and Lomas got a bunch of kind of collectible like things with Lions gear going on. And so yeah, he's a great guy and you're gonna have a good time. If I'm down there, I'm not sure if I'm going down there or not. It's gonna be chaos, but I'll let you know, and hopefully you have a good time and the Lions win, man. I appreciate it. I know we had a short time this time, but man, I'd love to get you back on and talk more about the hobby and things that are changing all the time. But I appreciate it. Tyler Santiago, Santiago Sports, man. Like I said, I appreciate it, and go see him in Toledo if you have a chance.
Yeah. See you guys in Toledo.